Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
Super Bowl special. Welcome to the Sportscast. February 6th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also follow us on X and Instagram, at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. It's Super Bowl LX preview show, and we're going to preview what's going to happen this weekend in San Francisco between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks. Join us, Ray Sherrod from the Bay Area, and Brett Blair in a noisy office in West Palm. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
You sure you at work and not a party? That sounds like a party.
And, where's the pizza? I assure you it's work. I assure you, as far as you know, it is work. Okay, as far as you know.
Well, let's start off news last night. Matt Stafford beat Drake May to win NFL MVP. It was a short. The voting was very tight, but May pulled it off. I mean, sorry, Matt Stafford pulled it off. Drake, what's your thoughts on Matt Stafford? Well deserved. He was probably,
the other half of the season, that was my MVP, the Stafford. You know, the stuff that he did with Puka was just amazing. And the stats don't lie, man. Look at the stats this year. I mean, he was playing like he was back in Detroit. You know, I mean, they did their thing.
So Matt Stafford received 24 of 50 first place votes and finished with 366 points. Drake May got 23 first place votes and finished with 361 points. It was the closest race since Peyton Manning and Steve McNair were co-winners in 2003, Brad.
I did not know it was that close. And the funny thing was he consistently did it throughout the year. Like early in the season, I actually had Jonathan Taylor. Like as I thought he was just going to continue to put up these massive numbers and rolled into 2000 for the season and win, walk away with an MVP. But from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Stafford brought it. Obviously, he has an incredibly potent offense around him. I did not realize that it was only a 2-point win over Drake May, because I mean Drake May's numbers are pretty ridiculous as far as his percentages and things like that. You got to give it to him. But congratulations, man. Stafford, well deserved, well earned. They didn't just hand it to him; he deserves it.
Yeah, and I mean it was close, man. Very close, because May. I mean, can you do co-MVPs? I mean,
And McNair. I didn't know that, Brett.
Yeah. Only time.
I honestly probably would have did co because, one, it's in the Super Bowl.
Good
you
point.
Justin Herbert had one vote.
Did he really?
He did.
Let me guess. It was the reporter from L.A.
All right, let's go. Let's go to other news. Jim Schwartz has resigned as the Browns defensive coordinator. Brett, you like Jim Schwartz, but when they hired Todd Monken, Schwartz was livid. He cleaned out his office. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, again, whether it is the right call or wrong call as far as bringing Monken in, the younger coach, I just believe Schwartz should have been given a chance. He's been the only solid part of that entire
Monken
franchise.
Is actually an older coach, not a young coach.
Correct. So bringing in some new blood, I guess, so to speak. But I just think you give Schwartz a chance. Like, he's the only thing that's been giving some consistency as far as solidity on that defense every year, no matter how bad the offense, how atrocious the offense is. You could count on that defense. And you know, to not even consider him, to not even give him a chance, I don't agree with that. But you know, again, cleaning out, just retire or – you know, resigning and cleaning out your office, that's a pretty pretty solid way to take it. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Ray, he's under contract. He has, I believe, two more years. He can go with another team. But your thoughts over this? I mean, Monken should have been nicer. Actually, he had a press conference earlier this week, and he kind of put him on the Schwartz on the bus. But your thoughts over this news in Cleveland?
Feelings, man. Feelings is hurt. The offense was horrible, man. Not the defense. Defense was good. You know, I think they should have. I mean, that's just the NFL, though, man. The owners, you know, sometimes they feel a certain way, and it happens at the workplace, man. Some people get licked over. I think he got licked over. I would have gave him a chance because at least, you know, he did really great on the defense. I probably would have gave him a chance to see what he could do. But that's why the NFL stands for not for long. But I'd be hurt, too. I'm like, what am I, chopped liver?
Let me right. I'll be in my feelings.
I'm out of here. I'm out.
All right, bitter.
I'm
out. Which, by the way, Brett, Myles Garrett won the Defensive Player of the Year. He deserved it, 23 sacks.
There you go. A new record, a new NFL record. Again, you know, we keep thinking it's going to end. But so how do you not allow the team, the coaches orchestrated that defense that's kept it together, that's kept them playing in a positive way? It's very tough to play great defense when your offense sucks. It really is.
Go ahead, Ray. Can I get,
this is what the Browns do, though. This is what the Browns do. They don't know when they have a good thing, you know, Baker Mayfield. But it's what they do. It's what they do. It's what the Browns organization is known for. They just mess up, man. They just don't. They mess up. It's what they.
Hopefully, they don't mess up Shador. That's the only thing.
Oh yeah, he did it.
And some sad news: Eagles legendary Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen passed away at 91 years old. You guys have any memory or recollection? I know it's probably, you know, before you guys were born.
honestly, nah, man. Just what I've read about him, you know, it's just sad, man. It's brotherhood. The NFL is brotherhood, man. It don't matter what age, you know, my you know.
And well, I'm old. But I'm not that old, okay? Now, I'm an old man, but so I do remember the first years that I started watching football, that he was playing for the Redskins. You just knew him because he had the bright orange hair, and he looked like his name, Sonny Jurgensen, and it just looked like a Sonny Jurgensen. And I remember him with the Washington helmet, but this had to be in 74, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, way back. I don't ever remember playing for Philly. I wasn't born then. But my first year or two, I remember him with the Washington Redskins. I remember him. Actually, he's a good player. I mean, I went to the Pro Bowl. I believe he was first team, second team All-Pro a few times. He's a great player. He's just one of those throwback players that transitioned the game.
I just remember them interviews and stuff, you know, him just talking about the good old days and his accomplishments and stuff like that. But did not watch him play. but once again, out, man,
right? it was good years.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl five times throughout the 60s. 61, 64, 66, 67, 69. So he definitely made his mark. NBA NFL champion 1960, was not known Super Bowl champion. NFL champion.
That's it.
1960. Well, yeah. All condolences. 91. If you reach that age, 91, you've reached a huge milestone.
49ers a good life.
And Rams will play the NFL's first game in Australia next season. Ray, 49ers are the guinea pigs.
Man. This is crazy, man. You know how long it takes to get to Australia and then coming back. I mean, but hey, I'm all for, you know, presenting the sport international and all that, but I want my boys to be, you know, hopefully they get rested up to whatever next game they got. That's all.
They'll probably get a bye week after that. I imagine.
They should.
They usually work it like that. They usually work it that a bye week is either the week before or the week after to give them time to acclimate the travel time and stuff like that. But they keep pushing it, right?
They want to do all 16 weeks, one game per weekend. Per week? Like internationally. That's their goal.
That's ridiculous.
The only thing I'm scared, I just don't want like Kittles out there swimming and a shark, you know, bite them in the arms. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Them sharks ain't no joke out there in Australia, man.
Not only the Niners, but the Cowboys will go into Rio de Janeiro in 2026. First Cowboys international game and first game in Rio, Brad.
Nice. Wow. I mean, I don't mind Rio. I'm going to be honest with you. I would not be happy about Australia. It's like they push it to 6-hour flights, 8-hour flights, 10-hour flights, 14-hour flights. Now you're looking at a 16, 18-hour flight just to get from where you are in the United States over to Australia. Obviously, we talked about the bye weeks. That's usually why they work them in around those times. But I think logistically it would be a nightmare. I don't know if I'm just being good old USA that I don't want every country to get a game. I don't care about those other countries. London, Mexico, Rio. Okay, look, I don't need to go to Auckland, New Zealand. Come on.
That's coming.
A little crazy. Obviously, the NFL is all about money. It's all about revenue and revenue share. So that has a tremendous to do with the world appeal. But yeah. Come on, man. When is it going to be enough?
But you know what, man? You'd be surprised of the fans around the world. I mean, there's even I looked at a show and there was people in Japan that were loving the NFL and stuff and talking about football and stuff. So, I mean, it's good to, you know, show our sport because it will influence somebody in Brazil. You know, a kid want to grow up. And, you know, I want to be exactly. I want to be a football player and inspire people and stuff. So.
Well, the Eagles already have an offensive. Mamala is already from New Zealand. Was a rugby player or whatever from the Pacific Island. So yeah. It's definitely getting there. And going to Australia, look, it's great for the game as far as notoriety. Right. I think I'm more the players. They're already traveling like 250,000 miles.
These nice,
a year.
Charter planes, Brad. I mean, aren't they like very relaxing? You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to charter a whole team, you're not going on a Falcon 7. You know, you're not on a G7, a Golf Airstream. No, you're flying still on a real jet, an actual jet that's going to hold 100 people. So even though it is their charter, it's still 18 hours in the air. I don't care how comfortable they make it. You know, obviously, there's not going to be a lot of drinking and craziness going on because the whole team is going to be there. So what do you do for 18 hours other than watch movies and sleep?
Watch some film, some game film, right?
There you go.
Man, I'm getting some of that. Go to one of them steak houses out there in Brazil, man. They got some great steak places.
Let's go, Niners news. Mac Jones is getting interest from other teams. Ray, what are the chances for Jones to leave the Niners? Great QB, too.
You know what, man? I mean, I love him as a backup. I thought he did his thing. But you know what? Sometimes you got to let guys go, man, and let them make a mark. I think he should start out there and get a chance. Because he did great. He did a great job, man. When he was throwing the ball to Bourne and Kittle, and he was winning games. And that's what you want. You want a QB that can win games. And I think he can do that. I think he deserves another chance.
There you have it. Let's go to Cowboy News. Jerry Jones says he wants George Pickens to be a Cowboy a long time. I guess he wants to extend his contract, Brett.
Well, I mean, look, I it's easy to say. They said they wanted Mike Parsons to be a Cowboy for life, too. So, you know, it's both sides have to agree. George Pickens' agent is also Mike Parsons' agent. So Players First, I believe, is the name of the company. So they have the same agent. Does that mean that's going to affect or alter or change the way? I think just because, again, Jerry Jones does the way he thinks he negotiates the way he wants to negotiate. And a lot of NFL players and agents don't stand for it. I believe they franchise tag him this year. Go into next year, then they'll be able to look at it more of a long term, solidify the team, pick up some defensive pieces that we need, build through the draft, with the two first rounders. I love the thought of Pickens being a Cowboy for life. That Pickens CeeDee Lamb for the next 7-8 years is an exciting, exciting thought. But we all want great players to say, yeah, we want them, anybody to be here for life. And they rarely are there for life. So I want him re-signed. I think it'll be done through the franchise tag this year. After that, a long-term deal, I do see an effect, but we have so many players to pay, and he always max out every contract. He never wants to pay anybody early. He wants to wait and say, we're the Cowboys, you need to wait for us. And that's why we lost Micah, and that's why we continue to pay $8 to $10 million a year per player than we have to if you would sign them early. But he waits till everybody else signs at that position and then has to max contract. Trayvon Diggs, they just cut. They max contracted him 4 years ago. That's utterly ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous.
Hey, well, this is incredible. A snub, Brett, Cowboys legends Darren Woodson and Jason Witten ignored by the NFL Hall of Fame.
Woodson, great safety, you know, multiple Super Bowl winner, one of the leaders of that dynamic Dallas three-time Super Bowl champion team. But how do you leave out Witten? That is like a slap in the face. We were talking about Belichick and stuff like that last week or early in the week, joking. The dude's numbers are there. The dude's ethic, the dude's work ethic, the dude's home and family and family, God, country first type of thing. He's Captain Cowboy, man. And when you're second overall for the total amount of receptions of any other tight end that's ever put on his cleats and played in the NFL, and you're snubbed the first year, that says a lot to me. Like Woodson, I'm not overly surprised. He's a great player, but there were a lot of great players on those Cowboys Super Bowl teams. But that Witten, that's horrible. Again, they need to give me a vote when I'm working my way up. But you know, I need a vote because
we're trying to get you up there, man.
Thank you.
You can handle these type of things. Ray Brees, Drew Brees, and Larry Fitzgerald headline the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame. Your thoughts?
Oh man, come on. Just real back though, man. They gotta add Witten. They gotta come on. Witten's one of the great tight ends, and I was really upset about that. But I am happy. Yes, you gotta get Brees. Yes, you gotta get my man Fitzgerald in the Hall of Fame, man. I'm happy. Happy. I love Brees, man. I love his story. When he started out in San Diego, he got hurt. San Diego, like, yeah, got rid of him. He went to New Orleans. And what did he do? Horrible hurricane hit New Orleans. So what did Brees do? He got them a Super Bowl, man. And I'm very happy about Brees. And Larry Fitzgerald, come on, man. When they went up against the Pittsburgh, Kurt Warner, oh my God. Larry, that was one of my favorite Super Bowls, man. Was Larry Fitzgerald running down the field and looking at the screen. I mean, this man look, I'm trying to grow my hair out, get some dreads like Larry Fitzgerald, man. That's my man. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Brett, also Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri, and senior finalist Roger Craig. Your thoughts on those players?
Yeah, I like the class as a whole. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Roger Craig, like, should have been in there a while ago. Roger Craig was the first running back to over 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving for that San Francisco team that beat the Dolphins in that Super Bowl. I believe it. I can't even give you the year because they roll up on me. But I'm glad to see guys like that go in. When you talk about, you know, Drew Brees, that's the only guy in this game that's ever thrown for more than 5,000 yards more than once. There's quarterbacks that say, yeah, I've thrown for over 5,000 yards in a year. No other quarterback other than Drew Brees can say I've done it twice. Actually, he's done it three times. So easily him and Fitz, first ballot Hall of Famers, Roger Craig, like Luke Kuechly, a beast. But how does somebody like Kuechly go in and Witten get snubbed? That just didn't, you know, the numbers
agree,
just don't work.
At least
out.
One Patriot made it in.
Hey, Adam, I'm very happy about Adam Vinatieri, dude. Come on, man. That's clutch.
He played for the Colts too, FY. So maybe that helped him out.
Yeah,
well, you got to think though. Without that first Super Bowl win kick,
this is the Rams.
That started it all. The greatest show on turf was supposed to come in and win a back-to-back Super Bowl. They came in and this cad Vinatieri that not many of us had heard about as a young cat at the time. We didn't know for the next 13 years he'd be doing it over and over and over again. But out of kickers, Vinatieri deserves it, especially because of his instrumental role in starting New England Patriots.
He did kick against the Raiders in that snow game, right?
Yeah, correct.
For the game winner, he did. Correct. Wow, two game winners. That's
dude. Adam Vinatieri was that dude, man. He was like, he was that guy.
He played till he was 41. 42 years old.
I seen a commercial one time when he pulled a chain out and he had all his rings on the chain and everything on a commercial.
A Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, he's one of my favorite kickers, man. Him and Justin Tucker and even I love me some Sebastian, the dude from
Janikowski.
The Janikowski. He bought some earrings. He bought some earrings. He came to the jewelry store, and I was like, oh, my God. Cool dude. But Adam Vinatieri, man, oh, man, I'm happy. But I'm very sad about Witt, man. I am very – but, you know, it happens. Somebody got to get snubbed, but not Witten. He's one of the greatest tight ends.
You know, like, the tight biggest one who has not been inducted is Mike Shanahan. It's the only one that I know that's out there that's not been, but hopefully soon. All right, Patriots legends call out Brady for not picking sides in the Super Bowl. He said he's not going for the Patriots or the Seahawks. He is a former Patriots. He is minority owner of the Raiders, Brett. Your thoughts on this? I would have gone for the Patriots. We played there for 20 years.
I don't understand how being the owner of anything or anything, I can own a horse and still want another horse to do well in a race. Like, that makes no sense. And I know, you know, Ray and I were talking about, do you go, you know, Seattle because of your division, or do you say, you know what, I'm anti my division. I hate
also,
everybody in my
also,
division,
also
no
the
what.
Future coach of the Raiders, he's in with the Seahawks. Clint Kubiak, so maybe
right,
that
the offensive coordinator. Okay, I mean, maybe, but I still don't understand why when you win 7 Super Bowls with the team and you're the face of the franchise and the GOAT of the franchise and the GOAT with that, how you can't just say, listen, you know, I love the team I played for. I want to see the Patriots win, you know, over Seattle. It was so what? You're right. I coach for the I'm a minority owner for the Raiders now. Who cares? I want my Patriots to win. It makes no sense to me. I'm sure there's a reason that we don't even know for why you do it, but it eludes me why you do
that. Which, Ray, he just got a statue in New England, so I'm not sure what the deal is.
So let me tell you something, man. When you have some of the great newscasters and ever at the end of the news, like before a game, they always say what team they think is going to win, and they go down the line, hey, what do you think is going to win? I don't see, and I agree with you, Brett. Yo, who's going to win? And I know he's voting for the Patriots, but I don't see nothing. I mean, you should be able to choose, you know, who cares if you're an owner? You should say,
I have no horse in this race.
That's ridiculous. He does have a horse in a race. He played for that horse for a long time. It's not your horse anymore. I don't understand.
All right. One more news story before we hit the predictions. Jets hire Frank Reich as offensive coordinator, senior coach, used to coach for the Colts and the Panthers, Brett. Your thoughts of this? Aaron Glenn wants to bring more veteran leadership. Maybe Frank Reich could help Aaron Glenn be a coach. Your thoughts on this hire?
I like the offensive aspect of it. Obviously, Frank Reich, backup quarterback for those Buffalo Bills teams we all remember. But he's proven that he knows his way around the coaching game. He understands how to communicate with his quarterback, with the rest of it. His desire to play off with a certain way. Do you focus on the running game? Do you focus on the passing game? He is a proven commodity. I like Aaron Glenn bringing him on. Any help you can get from another former player, maybe to help balance things off on the other side. I out of all the hires they could have made, this is one of the most favorable I've seen them make in a while.
Ray, your thoughts? You know Frank Reich, right?
Yeah, I do. The only thing, look, I think it's a great hire, but just because you're Frank Reich don't mean nothing. You got to bring in the personnel. You got to bring in
and
the players.
Who's the quarterback? Who's going to be the quarterback?
To be determined.
When you got an owner calling out your quarterback, that doesn't help, you know. So, you know, I do agree. Experience goes a long way. I think it's a good hire, but you still got to get. You got to have personnel. You got to have players.
Yeah.
Is Justin Fields signed through next year?
He's still there. I don't know what his contract situation is. But I guess he's an option. So we'll see what happens. I'm thinking of Russell Wilson, but I shouldn't think that right now.
Maybe you're manifesting it, man. Maybe, who knows? That's manifesting.
He would be that guy that would just go to a random team and. Yeah, people are picking the Seahawks. A lot of people are, but some people are picking the Patriots. If the Patriots win, they get their 7th Super Bowl, which would be the most of any NFL team. Seattle owns the league's best defensive explosive play prevention, while New England led the NFL in creative explosive plays on offense. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold has rebounded from a midseason dip and strong postseason, while Patriots quarterback Drake May fallen MVP-caliber regular season with a volatile playoff win. Seattle's defense and secondary are viewed as the biggest edge on New England's path to victory. Lean on his running back, ball control, and keep Mays clean behind a young offensive line. We'll start with Ray on, with Brett on this one. Who do you have? Patriots versus Seahawks.
Well, I mean, I'll say this one thing is the fact that they had a problem in the AFC Championship game is the best thing that could have happened to them, because they it's been too easy. Until you have those setbacks, until you see how your team plays under those conditions behind with time ending on the clock in a big game, that type of thing, how does your team rally? What do they do? And they won the game. Now, that being said, I have, you know, Seattle 31-17. I think that Seattle defense on every level, the fact you have Darnold with Walker, with Smith and Jigbo, like, they are just playing the best ball at the best time of year, gelling at the right time, and they're playing extremely complementary football, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, obviously Darnold in there is you know, 14 wins for two different teams and 2 years in a row. I think Seattle beats them and beats them soundly. That being said, this is still an NFL game. The Patriots are not there by accident. They seem to have got there a little easy, but maybe they got there easy because they're them that damn good. You know, that's what needs to be, remains to be seen. That being said, Seattle 31-17.
Seattle, Ray Sherrod. Will we see a Malkin Butler moment?
First of all, man, you got a 14-3 versus a 14-3. Okay. Put some respect on the Patriots, man. There's a reason why he almost won MVP. There's no doubt about it, man. Them Seahawks defense is really, really good. But I just can't see him, Darnold. I don't know, man. What Sam Darnold are you going to get? And I'm sorry, I believe in the defense, but I just don't believe in Sam Darnold. And that's why I'm going with the Patriots, and I'm telling you, man, they got some weapons. And you better put some respect on their running game. And they can run, they can throw, they can do a lot of stuff, man. I'm going with the Patriots. I got to go with the Patriots, man. I got to go with the Patriots.
What was the score on that one?
Man, I'm going to give it. It's going to be close. It's going to be close. But I don't think it's going to get in the 30s, though, man. I think the defense is looking 21-24.
21-24, New England. I got New England as well from Seattle. I'm going to say 24-21 New England as well. I had that score. Brett, you got the rebuttal?
I mean, my rebuttal is like when they say, oh, well, Darnold, everybody hasn't done it until they've done it. That's it. All right, I don't want to hear any more about it. He's never done it. He's never been in. Can he do this? Is it possible? Nobody's ever done it until they've done it. Obviously, you want somebody who's done it 4 or 5 years in a row, but the dude's playing some ball. The dude had an abdominal, you know, strain or tear, didn't affect him. The team itself, forget Darnold. Darnold is going to game manage. That's all he's going to do. The rest of the team and the defense will win. Go ahead, Greg.
The Cinderella chariot is waiting out front.
No.
The clock is going to strike. The slippers are coming off. It's over. The fairy tale is over.
We'll see what happens. Malcolm Butler moment or a field goal kick moment, Brent?
Oh, no, it's not even going to be – it's not even going to be in contention. 31-17 means that there's not going to be any Malcolm Butler needed. There's not going to be any field goal needed. There's not going to be Marshall any Lynch. Needed. It will be a solid 31-17 to thrubbing.
Right.
21-21. May is going to get that ball in the position that they're going to need, and it's going to come down to a kick, and you can watch the Gatorade's going to be dumped on the coach on the Patriots side. You're going to see May hug Donald and say, hey, man, you know, you did your thing. There you go.
You're going to get good odds on that. You're going to get good money back on that. So that's all I can tell you.
Money will definitely be on the money. Super Bowl preview live going on in San Francisco. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online to get your secret wing sauce?
Ray 3473. I am the gaming cyborg. I stream on Twitch. Ray 3473 on Twitch TV. I'm going to take it down a notch, though, because I got to take care of my father-in-law, me and my wife. You know, please put my father-in-law in prayers. He's going through a lot. So, yeah, but 3473 on all the socials.
Brett, what's the best way to reach you online to get your analysis?
First of all, Ray, we spoke. We're going to keep your father and your family in our thoughts and prayers, especially over the next couple weeks, next couple months. Yeah, I don't have a wing sauce, so I can't help you with that. And yeah,
oh,
and I'm antisocial most of the time, but Sports Guy 369 across the board, TikTok, X, Y,
whatnot.
What not? You know I love that whatnot. Like Invicta Watches on whatnot.
That's Brett's app.
The come up. If you don't know about whatnot and the Invicta Watches, you need to come up. But listen, guys, I enjoyed this season so much, man. It was such a pleasure.
We'll be back for the NBA season for sure. Yeah, so Brett and Ray, we'll discuss.
Little March Madness coming too.
Porzingis going to the Warriors.
I know, man.
I love it.
What happened to Giannis?
I you know what is funny is Giannis never got traded after all that.
The Bucks never wanted to trade him out.
Of course not, but they made it seem like they were going to move him, that he was going to be a large piece.
Yeah, they're bluffing him.
Yeah, and they didn't.
They're just bluffing, man. And I like my wings and blue cheese. I forgot to say that.
There you go. There you go.
Draymond Green's like, "Who? I'm staying in San Francisco."
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys, enjoy the Super Bowl. Have fun. It's a holiday almost in America. Enjoy it and enjoy those commercials. And this
take care, gentlemen.